Oh, look. The orchestra's getting ready. Dance with me, George.
The music of German DJ DeFaz is, well, a bit hard to categorize. He calls it jazz with a turntable. DeFaz samples and remixes music he finds just about anywhere, from Ella Fitzgerald hits to 10-cent flea market records. And the outcome is both surprising and seamless. DeFaz is known as Pit Baumgartner when he's not turning tables in dance clubs, and he joins us now from his studio in Ladenburg, Germany. Welcome to the program.
Hi there.
How would you describe what you do?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's a collage thing. I must say I'm not the world's best composer and or musician, but I love to bring things together which normally don't fit. That makes it very interesting to me. So it's a collage. I think music should serve somebody. Personally, I'm very tired of somebody wants to tell me the truth about something. So my music is more like it joins you while you're doing something. It gives you space to not listen to it immediately or constantly. But if you listen to it constantly and deeper, you should have some little pearls to find out.
Let's listen to a little bit more of your music. This one is called Next Message, and it's from God's Dog.
I think it's a typical collage album. So you change your style over the years, but God's Dog is very close to collage because I mixed up very old sounds and or sounds from different areas of the world, and yeah, it comes very close to collage.
Your latest project is a solo album. Typically, you work with big groups. Were you just ready to take a break? Why the solo thing?
Well, from time to time, you have to have a break, especially after a tour. You have to have a break from the people or from the concept. And DeFaz is, beside me, is a band concept. We have two singers, Carl Frierson from South Carolina and Pat Appleton. She's half African and half German. And I'm used to work in a concept, means I have to sometimes create songs because the people have to have something on stage. But if you don't have that concept, you have more freedom to work beside formats.
Well, let's hear something from this new album, Tales of Trust. This is a piece called No Song. Where did that song come from?
Well, first of all, you have something like those actors from a no theater. No song means no theater from Japanese theater.
N-O-H, right.
Right, you don't miss the H, it's very important. So what I like is bringing that atmosphere of that theater in a completely different environment. And it's just like things fall into your hands and then you try this and you try that. And at a certain point, the song gives you the direction. The song tells you, listen, I need a trumpet, or I don't need nothing, I'm an instrumental song. So that's the best point to reach. And then it goes by itself. So, and I'm just a media, which, you know, I just use the tools and bring it together, but the song rules.
Oh, yeah. What motivates you in a particular direction?
Oh, well, I'm a radio listener myself for years, for at least 20, 30, 40, I don't know. So, and there's always some interesting things going on, new music, old music, which inspires me right away. And then sometimes, even if you try to copy something, let's imagine you take Elvis, try to copy Elvis, and there's something completely different coming out at the end. But you start with that inspiration. And that's how I work. And I don't think that really somebody invents new music. I don't think that's possible. You know, there's so many music around in the train, the supermarket, and the airport. I can't really tell you, am I composing this or did I heard that just 2 days before somewhere?
Well, you say you're a radio consumer. Were you one of these young people who listened to all those pirate radio?
Yes, that was one of my favorite things to do. You know, like in summer when you have to go to bed while the sun's still shining because you're too small. It was the best to have that little transistor radio and switch to the channels. Beside the channels, the sounds that transistor radio was doing, the little swirls and sweeps and everything. It was like a synthesizer to me. That fascinates me. And you ask yourself, what kind of music is that? So, I grew up with that. So, I don't know the word in English, but it affects me. Es hat mich geprägt.
Let's listen to an example of a song that you wrote for your most recent album, Days of Twang. This is called Shadow of a Lie.
Spend some years in the shadow of light. I'll learn how to walk. I'll learn how to fly. Now there's someone in the system who wears my name. Yesterday's freedom is tomorrow's shame.
Love to entertain ourselves. So a lot of people ask us, why don't you do that bossa nova drum and bass thing anymore? I said, I know how it works. It was fun to do that, but let me do some new things. Sometimes you lose audience, sometimes you win, lose a new audience. But I think the important thing on my side is to entertain myself and not jump on that track, which functions, rather go new ways and fail, but I think otherwise you get tired or you get, I don't know, I don't want to find out. You know, it's just like, it's a curious thing, you know.
Pete Baumgartner, otherwise known as The Faz, thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
His next album, Tales of Truth, releases on April 30th. And you can listen to full songs by DeFaz at our music website. Go to npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon will be back next week. I'm John Itstey.